deadly walls of mud.
There was cars washing down, huge boulders, huge trees coming down.
Court stops effort to kill DACA.
The judge called the move an arbitrary and capricious exercise of executive power.
Actor refutes sexual misconduct claims.
The things that I heard that were on Twitter are not accurate.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Simmons Beauty Rest.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kaif, and at least 15 people are now reported dead in the cascading mudslides in Southern California that ripped homes from foundations and sent debris onto major roadways. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
There is no longer rain, but there is still danger. Mountains and hillsides burned in the recent fires are still saturated with water. The worst damage is here in the upscale town of Montecito.
It looked like a World War I battlefield. It was literally a carpet of mud and debris everywhere.
Some people who escaped talked about the frantic moments as they left.
Watching a river come down of mud, you know, in your backyard, not knowing if it's going to come over the fence.
Oprah Winfrey, who has a home here, posted a video showing some of the damage outside her home.
This is how deep the mud is.
A number of people are still unaccounted for.
We have a team of law enforcement officials that are actively searching for people who are missing.
Officials expect the death toll to rise. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Montecito, California.
A federal judge stopped the Trump administration from ending the program that protects immigrants who were brought here as children while legal action plays out. Via Skype, immigration activist Brent Wilkes.
The flaw in DACA has been that a president can get rid of it, which is what Donald Trump has done. And we think it's important that Congress act to make sure that the DACA recipients are able to have a permanent status.
Well, it's just one of the immigration issues the president and lawmakers debated at length yesterday on TV.
You're going to sit down.
It was an extraordinary window into D.C. dealmaking. The president held forth as members of both parties pledged to help the Dreamers.
What about a clean DACA bill now?
The suggestion of California Democrat Dianne Feinstein was met at first with approval by Mr. Trump, until Republicans piped up.
Mr. President, you need to be clear, though.
They stressed the need for more border security. Mr. Trump said there'll be no deal on DACA without it.
If you don't have the wall, you cannot have security.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, the White House.
Republicans are blasting a move by Senator Feinstein to release closed-door testimony from the Russia investigation. It's from Glenn Simpson, co-founder of Fusion GPS, the firm that commissioned an explosive dossier on Donald Trump. CBS's Paula Reed.
Democrats say the testimony shows the dossier was legitimate and it actually mirrored what the FBI heard from other sources. Now, in Simpson's testimony, he claims he had no reason to doubt the reporting by Christopher Steele, the British intelligence agent who was the author of the dossier. Now, Republicans are calling Feinstein's move confounding, and they suggest it could jeopardize future testimony.
Reports say President Trump's lawyer has filed two lawsuits against Fusion GPS and BuzzFeed, which first published dossier details. A new book sparked a rift between President Trump and his former aide Steve Bannon. Now Bannon is leaving as chairman of Breitbart. The breakup will also cost him his daily show on satellite radio. Federal judges have said the North Carolina congressional district map drawn by Republicans has to be redone. The court said it tried to entrench GOP control and subordinate non-Republican voters. Today, the U.S. Supreme Court looks into efforts in Ohio to get people off the voting rolls if they've been inactive in recent years. CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohn.
If the Supreme Court allows Ohio to continue to purge voting rolls like this with barely any notice to voters, especially in communities of color, then we're going to see this clearly in other states. And indeed, it's starting to happen already in Georgia.
Florida's Republican governor complained and the Trump administration listened. The waters off the Sunshine State will now be off limits to the drilling expansion in the Atlantic Ocean and Gulf of Mexico. Complaints from environmentalists and others have been dismissed. A magnitude 7.6 earthquake hit off the coast of Honduras late last night, one of the most powerful Caribbean quakes in years. No reports of major damage or injuries. Official information is hard to come by, but experts say it appears a secret satellite aboard a SpaceX rocket apparently failed to separate from the rocket's second stage and plunged into the Indian Ocean. Harvard astronomer Jonathan McDowell.
This super expensive secret payload went down in flames over Africa, and that's what we think probably happened.
Toyota and Honda are recalling 1 million additional vehicles to replace defective Takata airbag inflators. It's a variety of vehicles from the 09 through 13 model years. Outside New Orleans, a teacher who questioned a superintendent's pay raise at a school board meeting was forcibly removed, handcuffed, and jailed.
I am not! You just pushed me to the floor!
The teacher's union and a civil rights group are investigating. On the CBS Late Show, actor James Franco pushed back against claims of sexual misconduct on social media from two women and a vague accusation from another actress.
I have no idea what I did to Ally Sheedy. I directed her in a play off Broadway. I had nothing but a great time with her. Total respect for her. I have no idea why she was upset. She took the tweet down. I don't know.
The New York Times canceled a public event with Franco that was scheduled for today. When a top director rushed to cut an actor accused of sexual misconduct out of a film, did he plunge into the gender pay gap?
My child is a prisoner.
A new report says Michelle Williams was paid just $1,000 for a week of reshoots on the new movie All the Money in the World, while her male counterpart Mark Wahlberg got $1.5 million. Director Ridley Scott originally told USA Today both actors worked for nothing to replace the embattled Kevin Spacey with Christopher Plummer in the role of John Paul Getty. No comment from any of the parties involved. Wahlberg tops Forbes' list of highest paid actors this year with a total salary of $68 million. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Up early today, the new co-host on CBS This Morning.
Look who else is here.
Welcome to the new school, John Dickerson.
John Dickerson, the host of Face the Nation, joining Nora and Gail, wasting no time taking his new job.
Well, I'm really happy to be here for the new beginning. Yeah. So thanks for welcoming me.
He'll eventually turn over the reins at Face the Nation to someone else. There's court action in France over a problem a lot of Americans have complained about.
The case against Apple revolves around whether or not the manufacturer deliberately built in obsolescence in its iPhone batteries. That is against the law in France since 2015. If the case against Apple is proven, the computer giant could face fines as high as 5% of annual revenue and even jail sentences. The group behind the suit says it has testimony from almost 3,000 French iPhone owners and is appealing for more. Elaine Cobb, CBS News, Paris.
There's a social media outcry in Thailand after the military man who took power there in a coup 4 years ago put a cardboard cutout of himself in front of a microphone and told reporters to direct their questions to it. Prayuth Chan-o-cha's promise to restore democracy in Thailand has been delayed again and again. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.